Well, I think firstly, one needs to have an Irish opera company. We've got Wexford, of course, which has a tremendously high reputation abroad. But I think in Dublin, we need an opera house. My name is Miriam Murphy, and I'm singing Isolde in Wide Open Opera's production of Tristan and Isolde. Even the smallest town in Germany will have an opera house. And what I find amazing is the sheer amount of operatic talent that we're exporting from this country. And yet we have no interest in keeping that to ourselves. I think it would be important to have a base company, to set up a company and watch it grow from there. Because Irish people love music. They're just not exposed to opera as much as probably they should be. They feel that it's probably more exclusive, and it isn't. It should be inclusive.
To sustain any art form at the highest level, you need security of funding. Otherwise, you're just simply going from production to production. Seamus Crimmins, Executive Director of the RTE Performing Groups. We've got wonderful singing teachers here. I mean, we are exporting all our best students because they have to go elsewhere to find core work. And it is very difficult internationally at the moment. Like, a lot of productions, you know, are under threat. Seasons are not being confirmed far enough out because there isn't the confidence in kind of that funding will materialise. So there's all of that going on. But at the same time, we are exporting all of our great singers. Now, if we did the same thing in rugby, would we have an indigenous interest in rugby in this country? And I think the reason why provincial rugby is so strong here is because we've kept all our best players. We pay them enough to stay here. There's something about seeing the best in the field actually on your patch and seeing them be successful and be local at the same time. And we don't do that.
Last year there was very little opera happening, certainly very little Indigenous opera happening in Ireland except maybe for Wexford. And you can't earn a living in opera unless there are productions being put on. My name is Imelda Drum and I play Bran Gaina in Wide Open Opera's production of Tristan. It was just unfortunate that funding from the Arts Council stalled a bit because of the uncertainty over the creation of an Irish national opera. I hope at some stage we do get it, certainly not in the current economic climate, but I hope at some stage that we will eventually get our own full-time opera company here.
The answer to that will probably emerge from this period of experimentation over the next few years. But I think the thing which is perhaps more fundamental than whether or not we have an Irish national company is whether Irish opera can find its voice and can be articulated in a particular way. I'm John O'Kane. I work for the Arts Council. My job title is Arts Director.
I think it's hugely important that we certainly strive towards an Irish national opera. Okay, we don't have an opera house. I mean, that's just not going to happen in the foreseeable future. But yes, it is a dream and it's a goal. I'm Vivian Coates. I'm Artistic and General Director of Lyric Opera Productions in Dublin. We are the only country in the Western world that doesn't have an opera house, that doesn't have a national opera company. And I think it's vitally important that, number one, we have an identity like that. Number two, that we can feed and nurture our Irish talent.
We have to show everybody that we are capable of putting on opera to very, very high standards here. I mean, we can buy in productions from Scottish opera, but they're not employing Irish singers. They're not employing Irish orchestras. They're bringing their own crew with them all the time. If we are to create jobs in Ireland, we need a company or companies here that are going to employ the orchestra here, the crew here, the stage, the lighting, the wigs, everything that goes with an opera.
I'm Michael Barker-Caven. I'm Artistic Director of the Everyman Theatre in Cork. The Project Award is a tremendous initiative. It creates opportunity, it creates a new environment, but I don't think that it's a long-term strategy for the growth of opera in the country. We do need, I think, a national company. Now, whether that national company is in a fixed building, in a fixed place, is the issue. For me, I think it should be more a concept, it should be more an aspirational idea, a national company that can appear in any guise, in any shape and form, in any part of the country. And I think it needs to be national. There is no point having a national company that only performs in Dublin.
It has the potential to create a huge amount of jobs here in Ireland, but only if it's properly funded. And at the moment, we just don't have that.